Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're on, and welcome to my first of my second year doing these. Although before I used to do daily, I don't know what you would call them, but they were note dumps on Twitter. But now, you know, since we have a Discord, you know, we do these shows live on our Discord, and then we put them on our 3YPC feed. This is my camp report for July the 24th, 2024. This was day one of actual practice at training camp. If you want to participate in these things, if you want to ask questions of me in these camp reports, of which I'll be doing them daily, you become a member of our Discord. That's at discord.gg/onlyfins, and you become a member there for $3 a month. All right, first day of camp, a lot of fun. Good weather, by the way. Jordan Brooks in the orange. We see him early on as they were doing stretches inside the, you know, in the indoor facility. You know, we were not on the cardio deck. We were on the sideline. So it was hard to make out who was actually working and who was not. Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb were actually getting some work in. They look great, but they look great for, like, you know, normal humans. I don't know if they're ready to play football. And this is just a guess. This is not information. If I had to guess, and this is just a guess, and it's just by just looking at the guy, I think Jalen Phillips is probably playing week one. He looks good to me. You know, if you're sprinting that fast, you know, then you're probably back. So, yeah, he looks good to me. As far as Tua, we're going to get into it in a little bit. He did not participate essentially in 11-on-11. He did 11-on-11 running game install. He took snaps and he handed it off twice, but he did not throw the ball in 11-on-11. Well, every other quarterback did. He did throw in 7-on-7. He looked sharp. His warm-up looked sharp. All right, here are my notes, and I will get into all the questions as you have them in the chat, and I will answer as many as I can. And if I can answer them all, I will. All right, team stretch indoors. They take us indoors. We have the team stretch beforehand. You saw Mike McDaniel's availability. I counted it already. We had five players plus Mike McDaniel. And so that's six availabilities. There was 12 Tua contract questions. So it might not be a distraction, but it's becoming one, right? You know, everybody just keeps asking about it. A lot of boilerplate stuff from Mike McDaniel. Nothing really groundbreaking. You've seen his press conferences. But it was good to see him. He's wearing a cap now, by the way. If you've noticed, he wore a cap in with the 49ers. But his first 2 years here as head coach, he never wore a cap on the sidelines, ever. Now he's wearing one in practice. He never wore a cap in practice either before. He's wearing now one in practice. Nondescript cap with no logo on it, just a black cap. All right, team stretch was indoors. Jordan Brooks in the orange, number 20. We talked about this on the Through IPC podcast last night. There's no interior linebackers wearing a number in the 50s. Everybody's in either single digits or 20, 11, or in the 40s. Ramsey and Mike McDaniel having a long conversation as Ramsey warms up. Tool warm-up looks snappy to me. As far as how he looks physically, I know everybody will say, oh my God, he was way too thin in OTAs. He looks the same as he did last year. You know, he's a thick dude. Special teams installs. They start off practice with special teams punt and punt return. They did this last year as well. They always broke in right after the stretch with special teams. Then individual drills. Poyer and Holland, a joint warm-up. Then the unit warm-ups. Then Jalen Phillips is observed running, and he's not jogging. He's running sprints. He's in his jersey. He's in shorts. He does not have his helmet, but he is running full speed, full sprints. I didn't time him or anything, but he's moving. Bradley Chubb is not. Bradley Chubb standing next to a bike where Teron Armstead was training for the Tour de France. Tier Tart working technique and actually looks good. So if you see Tier Tart wearing a helmet and he's out there working technique with the interior defensive lineman, then evidently he passed his conditioning test. So that is a very, very good sign. As far as all the injured guys, nothing new to report. Pup is the pup is the pup. So until they pass their conditioning test, until they're ready to go, we will not hear about them or from them. Team policy. All right, Aaron Brewer working a reach drill. He does look small, but that is expected since his list weight is around 285. He does move, however. 55 at center, he's a noticeable player. And as far as an outside zone or a zone blocking center, I would venture to guess he should be one of the best in the league. Now, the concerns are always for somebody who's not that big is, can he hold up in pass pro? How is his anchor? So we shall see as the pads come on probably next week. Sealer and Lamb, that's Zach Sealer, Kendall Lamb, continue their sweatpants streak. This is now 2 years ongoing where they practice in sweatpants. I don't know what that's about, but they're the only two guys on the team that wear sweatpants. And it's always the same sweatpants. Sealer in black sweatpants and Lamb in the gray sweatpants. Everybody, and I mean everybody, except the quarterbacks, were wearing Guardian helmets. Of course, the quarterbacks don't get hit in practice, so why would they wear Guardian helmets? The one guy that wasn't wearing one was Zach Sealer. There was one other guy, I couldn't notice who it was, that was also not wearing one. But everybody on the team wearing Guardian helmets. Does it look weird? A little, especially when they start doing 11 on 11. But you can make out guys a little bit better in traffic as you see those giant helmets running around. Brief install, I write. And then 7-on-7, and here comes Tua Tagovailoa in 7-on-7. Tyreek option route looks sharp. Slot wheel route to Malik Washington, catches it. And there seems to be a collision. There's a crowd of players there. And this is where Holland flips over him. I guess he comes in hot, tries not to hit him, and jumps over him. And it looks scary. But Javon Holland immediately gets up and then starts getting reps again thereafter. Tua hits a slant to Waddle. Looks pretty sharp. Waddle looks fast. Quick out to Malik Washington, and he drops it. Tariq, an out route, catches it. Good pass, by the way. This one was right on time. threw it way before the break. Hits Tyreek, you know, right in his hands, right on the outside, you know, leading him toward the sideline. Good, sharp pass. Then I think this was Tua's best pass of the day. Eric Azukama, a deep out over Cam Smith, who rolled up in zone. Usually what when that happens is, you know, you're on the left hash, right, and you're throwing the deep out on that side. They're going to roll up the corner on that side, especially if it's cover six. The corner is going to be rolling up, trying to take the short zone and the flat while the safety comes over for anything deep and intermediate. Tua put it right over Cam Smith's head and down to the sideline where Eric Uzukama caught it. It's hard to tell, but let's call it a 14 to 16 yard gain. That was Tua's best throw and basically the best throw of the entire practice. All right, Saran Neal breaks up a pass to Craycraft. Some were saying that it was Tanner Connor. Barry Jackson says it was Tanner Connor. I'll tend to believe Barry Jackson. And it's intercepted by Vandenberg. Vandenberg, I was talking about him yesterday on 3YPC. I don't remember him ever making a play on this team. He's been here for 2 years. Well, he just made one. Tua, a pretty nice pass down the seam to Rucci. That's a UDFA tight end. And he just drops it. Skylar Thompson comes in. Sharp slant to Waddle. And I make a note. Patrick Paul looks athletic. He blocks out the sun. He's giant. Okay. Tua back in. And we see some zone runs install. So it's outside zone. It's inside zone. It's split zone. Barely no power. Remember, these guys are in shells and helmets. Nobody's hitting anybody. So this is just install. This is the play is called. We call it in the huddle. Break. We line up. We execute the play. Tua, I make a note, Tua is doing 11-on-11 run install and not doing 11-on-11 pass install. Gavin Hardison in, remember him? Play action, fires it, and I counted it, 60 air yards on a deep post to Tyreek. He threw it late, and Tyreek was triple covered. It's almost intercepted. He needed to throw it a lot earlier. He has to understand Tyreek is too fast to, you know, wait on him. You have to lead him. You have to throw to him with anticipation. Back to special teams we go. And who is returning punts? Tyreek Hill is returning punts. Armstead, I write, is training for the Tour de France. It's a joke, but he's back on the bike. McGowan, returning punts. He's been here a day. That's after, you know, that's the response to Taj Washington going on IR. Skyler doing the 11-on-11 full install. Skyler Thompson. Hits Tyreek on a deep dig. And then, all right, Chop Robinson firing off the edge fast. Saran Neal picks off White off of a blitz. This is a good-looking play. I can't describe exactly what they did here, but Dolphins called the defense called a blitz on Mike White. He hurried and got off the spot, threw an out route, and Saran Neal jumped it and picked it off. Then, all right, Chop Robinson having a very good practice, but then let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sport. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan Hayes stones Chop Robinson on a rush. 2 years, and Ryan Hayes does not have bad moments on this team. Then, all right, Skylar DeJohnu, short pass. Skylar to right, Jalen Wright on a flat route. And then Mike White to Alec Engel on a flat route. Uneventful plays here. And then and this was a very nice play, Fuller. Kendall Fuller jumps an option route to Tyreek. Mike White was essentially just staring at him. And, you know, Fuller just drops the pick. Then I write, Matos is noticeable, lacks fundamentals. And I'll explain what I mean by lacking fundamentals. They have a run action. And, you know, run action is, you know, it's like a play action. But you're simulating a run play. And then you're throwing a pass off of it, right? So Matos fires out. Makes it look like it's outside zone, reaches, but then he squares up. He gives it up right away. Man, if the defensive end in front of him now knows exactly what the play is. He knows it's not an outside zone run, and it's play action, so I'm proceeding to go up the field. He has to sell out a little bit more, but he's a good-looking athlete, big. Then Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, they run out to celebrate a play with several guys after a play is made. Hardison almost throws a pick on a boot. And then Hardison hits a glance route to Craycraft, and then they call practice over. I'm going to go ahead and give the practice player of the game to Saran Neal. He was pretty much everywhere today, and he had the pick on the sideline. Really nice play. So Saran Neal. He is my practice player of the day for July the 24th, 2024. All right, let me get to some of these questions in the chat before we can call this. All right. First question, O-line, that bad or first day of camp type stuff? It's first day of camp type stuff, and you got to understand Isaiah Wynn is on the PUP, and Teron Armstead didn't practice, so you're missing two out of the five guys. I can't tell you who's lining up in their spot. Team policy. You have to go to practice to see for yourself. They usually keep the offensive lines pretty static. Like, you know who's first team, second team, third team. But you're gonna have to go see for yourself. First practice available to the public is on Sunday. But, yeah, Teron Armstead, Isaiah Wynn did not play. So, yeah, the defense should be ahead of the offense. And remember, Tua was not handling 11-on-11 install. Next question, feeling on the Holland injury. He looked fine to me. He got up, and then he got some reps afterwards. So he looked fine. He got up immediately. So next question, what's the word on Finn's newest additions, Calais in particular? He looks good. You know, what can I say? You know, they're in shorts, you know. But he has a new listed weight, 307 pounds. He was listed before at 282 pounds. So that's new. Okay, if he's going to kick in inside a little bit more, it stands to reason he was going to put on a little bit of weight. But, yeah, he looks great. You know, and as far as shorts, he looks great. I can't tell you where he's lined up at, you know. But if you listen to our podcast, we've speculated on it before, and we're usually pretty accurate with these things. Who stood out at camp on O and D? On O, Devon Achan, looking fast, faster than ever. You know, he can move. You know, when he gets carry, and, you know, these are all simulated runs, you know, so nobody's going to tackle to the ground. You know, it's essentially tag. But you could tell how fast he's catching that toss and getting out outside and going, you know. And on D, like I said, I gave the player of the day to Saran Neal. Next question. Hey, Alf, what caught your attention that we won't read elsewhere? That's a good question. I can't elaborate on it, but I'll just say diversity on defense. Pretty tricky. A lot of fronts, a lot of different fronts, a lot of different coverages. You know, they were in their bag today on defense, I would say. Next question. Somebody asked, is this going to be on Spotify? Yeah, it's going to be on our feed, our Through EPC feed. And we are on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcast. We're everywhere. All you got to do is type 3 yards per carry and it'll be on there. Somebody writes, Travis was talking up Quentin Bell. Any meat on the bone there or need full pads to see? Oh, always with linebackers and defensive linemen, offensive linemen, you got to see pads, you know. But he's a good-looking athlete. He can move, you know. And he had an injury late last season. I believe it was an Achilles. It was December. And today he was out there making plays. So that's good to see. Somebody writes, did Tua change his release? Does he look different? He doesn't look any different from last year. Like, I know everybody was saying that he lost some weight. But, no, he looks, you know, same old thick Tua. As far as, you know, his release, it's tighter. Like, it's tighter to his body, you can tell. And he was snappy in warm-ups. But he usually looks that way. I don't remember the last time, maybe 2 years ago was the last time I saw him have a sloppy or a not such a good looking warm up. By the way, we have some that are in the queue requesting to speak. I don't take questions for these camp reports. So everything is in the chat. You can put your questions in the chat and I'll get to as many as I can. Saw multiple Dolphins tight ends waxing poetic about Tanner Connor as a guy to watch. Yeah, I heard that too. You know, well, he's always going to look good in shorts. He's fast, you know. I've counted him out for good reason. Is this just teammates being supportive, or does he get a roster spot? I don't think he gets a roster spot. I think we're at the end of the road here with Tanner Connor. But he's going to look good. And, you know, everything he did before, you know, I can't reveal a lot of that stuff, is stuff that he's doing again. Somebody else writes, Tua missing 11-on-11, a big deal or a big deadline or at this point? Is it a big deal? It's not a big deal this week. Now, I will say this. I think that there is a hard deadline coming up, and that's the joint practices with the Atlanta Falcons. Okay, they're going to have 2 joint practices with the Atlanta Falcons. I will be, and I've repeated this already twice, I will be absolutely floored. I will be shocked, dismayed, bamboozled, led astray, wrought with anger and despair if Tua is not signed to an extension by those practices. Because if he is not, then they're throwing away 2 joint practices with an NFC team. And those things are useful, man. Like, you get to practice against another team. You get to run a live scrimmage. Those things are fun. 2 years ago, they did one with the Eagles, and that thing was instructive, you know. Ones versus ones for two drives. Dolphins won that 10-0. You know, they ended up winning the whole thing 13-3. Defense looked great. They shut down Jalen Hurts. You know, Tua and Tyreek were smoking fools out there. It was a lot of fun. So those things are very, very useful, okay, when you get to practice with another team. I would be shocked if they don't have a deal done before those joint practices. When is that? I would say, what is it, 12 days from now? Let me see if they have the actual days of this. Yeah, the first week of August. So, yeah, first week of August is what I would say. Next question, just a couple more. Weaver's defense potential. Oh, sky's the limit. You know, they're gonna do a lot of tricky stuff. Anthony Weaver's already promised that his defense is gonna be a lot like what they ran in Baltimore last year. So it's what you would expect. You know, it's what Baltimore ran last year. Some even fronts. You know, cover three, a lot of cover three. They're gonna mix in some cover six, some quarters. You're gonna see pretty diverse coverage package, and you know, some. Pressure five stuff. That's what the Ravens did last year, and every indication is that Anthony Weaver is going to try to replicate what they did in Baltimore last year. And if they take to it, that should be good. Mike McDonald is the new Vic Fangio. He's the new hot guy right now. Everybody's trying to copy the stuff that he does. So I think he's the next guy to get a pretty large coaching tree. All right, last question. After one day of camp, is there anything different you notice about this defense as opposed to Fangio's outside of the obvious scheme stuff? Well, the obvious scheme stuff is the only thing that I can comment on, and what I would say is, yeah, the obvious scheme stuff is, you know, Vic Fangio stuff is cover six. Like, you're going to see it. You're going to see a lot of quarters, you know, some zone, a lot of zone, okay, a lot of disguise zones, you know. I would say now you're watching a team have a lot more, it's more diverse. It's a more diverse set of coverages is what I would say. And, of course, you know, the pressure five stuff, all of that stuff is, you know, stuff you saw with the Ravens last year. So, yeah, Anthony Weaver wasn't lying to you when he said that he was going to try to implement, you know, the defense that they implemented last year in Baltimore. But that's only one practice, you know, and we haven't seen them scrimmage yet, and we haven't seen them against the Falcons. That's going to be the most fun, okay? So when you see them against the Falcons is when we're really going to be able to know exactly what kind of defense this team will have. All right, that's it. There is no more. If you want to participate in these things, you want to listen to me live every single day, and if you want to ask questions in these camp reports, of which I will do one every single day, you become a member of our Discord. And to become a member of our Discord, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFins, and you become a member there for $3 a month. I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.